Good morning. My guests this morning are Isabel Garson from Second Octave, and they are producing and promoting the Earl Fest 2017, which we'll be talking about, and also two folks from Earl Fest itself, Jeff Harrington and Nick O'Reilly. Good morning to all.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So this is the 10th annual Earl Fest.
That's right. Yeah, we're coming up on the a full decade of the Earl Fest celebration.
Well, this is an amazing group of people. It's just fantastic. I mean, to start off with Los Lobos, I mean, you don't get much better than that, particularly here in Sonoma County.
And that's a big part of the heritage of the festival, is bringing in stellar acts to support a great cause.
So it's Los Lobos, the California Honey Drops. It's Tift Merritt, whom I haven't heard much about lately, but I've got her CD. She's a wonderful performer. And, of course, Nina Gerber with Pam Delgado and Jerry Jones singing the songs of Audrey Auld. That should be just a great show all by itself.
And actually, a fun story about that is in the past, they played Earl Fest together when Audrey Auld was still with us.
I remember that.
Yeah.
I take it this is a very important event for the Earl Baum Center, right?
Oh, it's our signature fundraising event of the year. Uh-huh. Yeah. And Roland, we finally got wise and let the pros handle the concert. In years past, we used to turn the Earl Baum Center campus for one day a year into a concert venue, and it just about killed everybody. So thank you to SOMO for taking this on.
Absolutely. It's really cool that the event had scaled to such a point. It's so popular that it needed a larger venue.
Mm-hmm.
So we have about three times the space to play with, and then a professional production team. And, you know, it's an honor for us, too, to give back to our community in this way.
So where does all of this occur this year?
It happens at the SOMO Village Event Center, which is in this triangle between Pengrove, Rohnert Park, and Cotati. But it's an eco-village. It's about 200-acre eco-village, so it's almost a town unto itself. We just don't have our own zip code yet.
I know that area, and I like that area very much.
It's gorgeous, right at the base, the foothills of Sonoma Mountain there.
So, yeah, that's great. How long does it take you to prepare an event like this?
Well, we had this settled months ago, actually. So I'm the assistant marketing director for Second Octave. So my work actually starts on an event 4 months in advance, you know, and we get started booking the talent about 6 months in advance. And the bulk of the work ends up happening, I think, in the last 2 months leading up to the event, because we live in a late by market here in Sonoma County, people are like, all right, I'm going, you know. So we really kick it up in terms of awareness in that last 6 weeks, and then also on the production side in terms of getting everyone who's going to work it. So many people come together to make every SOMO concert a really special thing, and that's true for Earl Fest too. We'll have a variety of outside vendors, food vendors, goods vendors, all sorts of stuff.
So what does it mean for you guys to watch Earl Fest approaching?
Well, you know, Earl Fest, this is an opportunity for us to raise money to keep our programs going. And, you know, unfortunately, we're like a lot of, you know, not-for-profits. The funding that we get publicly is just continues to decline.
Uh-huh.
So we count on these types of opportunities to raise money to keep providing the services, because we have like four core services that we offer at the Earl Baum Center. We have independent living services. We actually have a house right on our campus, a 17-acre campus, where we can simulate a real live, you know, living situation. There's washers and dryers and ovens, and we teach people with sight loss how to manage that house. So that's one of our core services.
That's excellent. What is the best way for people to get more information about the upcoming show?
You either go to SOMO Concerts, SOMOconcerts.com, and click on the Earl Fest picture that you see. It comes right up there. Or go to Earl Fest on Facebook. Just type it in the search bar there. You'll bring up the Facebook event. You'll be able to RSVP. All the info that you need is there. And you're also able to ask us questions there, too.
You really are together. I'm very glad that you and Earl Fest got together.
Me too. Everyone at Second Octave is.
Thanks to all of you for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight.